This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Let me start by saying, do you read any of the online movie sites? Are you an online reader?
I hope I'm not offending anybody, but no.
That's cool.
But we love you guys.
They don't know us guys.
Looking for a project after the busy year that you've had. What did you were particularly looking for? I mean, obviously you had to find something within your break time, but
yes.
What about this particular show interested you?
It was funny. There had been kind of this push within my team to find a summer project, and I said first and foremost, I don't want to do something if it's not right, just because it fits in my schedule, because it's so hard as an actor to really engage with a character and a script if you don't love it. It's very difficult. So this project kind of came full circle. Are you blinded?
Sorry.
No, thank you, John. This project kind of came full circle because in January I had met Steven Spielberg and he had said, there's this awesome script and we're interested in you, but you're not available because it shoots in October. And I was just flabbergasted that he knew who I was. And then it came back around. It had pushed and my manager, love her, was like, we can shoot for this, and I said, you're crazy, the shoot goes too long and it's not going to match with the break. And luckily, I read the script, I loved it, I met DJ, we just bonded so quickly, and both, the film and the show worked around each other, so I'm here because of very, very many things and people and luck and patience and my manager being persistent.
Isn't it good, actually, both for the show and for the movie to have you in both things? Like, the exposure on one helps you in the other, you know what I mean?
I think so. I mean, Corey's off doing a film right now, and many of our cast are working on records right now and stuff like that, and I think that as an artist, the more that you can do to diversify and kind of challenge yourself, the more you grow. Like, I know I've grown out here, and we'll go back to Glee and take what I've learned out here. And, at the same time, it gives, people that watch our show an opportunity to take a familiar face and go somewhere else with it and see if they like it. And, I hope both productions feel that way about me being here.
So I was a Glee, very upbeat, musical, a fun kind of thing. Was there a push from your team to try and do something a lot different than Glee? Like, did you not want to do a musical? Did you not want to do, a romantic comedy? Did you really want to push for something, darker, different?
Yes. I, 100%, that was, a concern of mine because I've been lucky, up until this point, nothing's been too similar. But there have been similarities, I've played the mean cheerleader before Glee, and so I was reading very many scripts that that were for films that were taking place this summer, and there were so many rude cheerleaders, and I said, guys, I think I've reached my capacity, I can't do it again. Again, it just, the script came along and it was so perfect for what I wanted, and the creative team is just incredible, and the actors are incredible, and it's been a very happy circumstance,
You are in high school, still, though.
I am.
You have a jock ex-boyfriend in Jake, so what do you say is very defining about your character, about the character in this movie?
I've been describing this movie to a lot of my friends as it's very much, it's The Breakfast Club, Rebel Without a Cause, it's those movies, the underdogs, in a very different way than Glee. Glee is also about, kind of has the underdog theme, but this is more about, these very adult teens who kind of are on this journey and they don't quite know, for very different reasons, why they don't quite fit in, or they're starting to realize why they don't quite fit in. And with Sarah, she just, she's smart, she knows what she wants, but she's not going to compromise herself anymore within her high school to be quote-unquote accepted or popular or anything like that, and she's found her niche in photography, and it's something that really drives her, and she's just kind of holding out until she can leave town and kind of go on her own and blossom even more. But until then, she meets this character, John, and it's almost like a chance to start over with him because he's from out of town. There's something kind of mysterious about him, but he's kind to her. And they, you know, very, very quickly form this very serious relationship, and then once things get somewhat crazy,
you find out he's way out of town.
Yeah! It's rebelled out of cause with aliens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't you know? That's the tagline.
You mentioned your character has photography skills.
Yes.
Does that photography skills play into the relationship and or the movie?
It does, very heavily. You know, that's something that's constantly involving them and kind of, you know, one thing that bonds them quickly and reason that they fall kind of for each other, and it's just her, you know, she's just this kind of artsy kid that that is a little misunderstood, and he understands her, and so once she finds out that he's got some crazy stuff going on, she's willing to accept it because they have this very strong base.
When you booked this, or when your TV show got picked up for 2 seasons, buy yourself a special present.
You know, I'll get something to signify, you know, like this milestone. I like it when that kind of holds some value to it. But so far, no, I haven't for this. I got a baby grand piano when Glee got picked up. And that's been my favorite thing so far. But no, I reckon.
Everyone's buying musical instruments.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You guys should just form a band.
You know, I took piano growing up, and I just thought, why waste the kind of bass that I started out with? Time to pick it back up again. But I don't know. I don't know what I'll do for this. Maybe just make a nice photo album.
Could you describe a little bit as an actor the differences in sort of like, obviously Glee, probably 8-day shoot, probably long hours, obviously film shoot, radically different. As
yes.
an actor, how do you prepare for the different roles? Are you enjoying, you know, which one do you prefer?
You know, they're both just so equally different and challenging and fun and exciting. And, you know, with the TV show, it is go, go, go. But at the same time, you're in LA, you have your home base, you have your friends, you have your coffee spot and your restaurants and stuff like that. And you get very accustomed to this is the way, and you're always going. And the night before, you have to memorize your lines for the next day, or the dance for the next day, or the song for the next day. Cut to coming to Pittsburgh, and you know, the pace, it's still, everybody works just as hard and the same long hours, but there's more freedom to kind of explore a little bit sometimes. You know, you're not always with that fire under you to, we have to get to the next shot. If it needs to be worked on, or if it needs to kind of try something else, you're kind of afforded that luxury. And at the same time too, when you're on location, this is my fourth time being on location for a film, and it's just so much fun because you get to see the locals and see what's kind of customary of that specific place, and you can fully check into work because you don't have any distractions at all. So that's really nice, and Pittsburgh's been really, really interesting, and just the landscape here and the weather. Beautiful. And then it is so funny because the weather, one day it'll be storming and we'll have to, you know, re-strategize and move inside, or the next day it'll be sunny and humid. It reminds me a little bit of San Francisco, of back home. Just the weather fluctuates so much. But yeah, I love them both, and I'm very lucky to be able to do both at the same time right now. So
I understand they're shooting an action scene today. Like, Teresa's doing some action today.
Yeah.
Are you involved in the action at all? Have you did something later on, a big scene you're involved in?
I am. The whole, you know, kind of climax and ending is just a whole fun ride of stunts and incredible stunts. I mean, the people that they have working on this movie are, you know, people that have worked with Jackie Chan for the past 15 years and just consummate professionals, and they're so skilled, and they've rubbed that off on Alex and Teresa, and I get to run and fall off a building.
So you've been doing any
training
as well, or no? Do you have any training?
Minimal, only okay. Because luckily I did know how to run.
Okay.
And falling off of the building wasn't very, I guess maybe for me it wasn't very hard because I'm not afraid of heights, so it was very fun for me. But yeah, cars flipping over, stuff like that. There's, you know, stay out of the way. That's a good training for that. Don't get too close. Don't touch that hot thing. But yeah, Teresa and Alex have had the brunt of that, and they have done amazing, amazing things with them.
You said that talking to DJ really made you want to do the film. What is it about, as a filmmaker, that makes DJ so appealing to you?
You know, DJ just has this way about him. He's so relaxed. But he knows what he's talking about. And when I first met him, he made me feel so comfortable because he was so relaxed, and it wasn't that environment of like, I didn't get that initial feeling of prove yourself when I walked in the door. It was just a really friendly, hi, nice to meet you, here's the character, let's play, let's do it again, you know, let's kind of see this. And it just, I had this feeling going into Glee too. You can kind of see whoever your executive producer or director or the creative heads, whatever their attitude about work and kind of life is, typically that trickles down to the rest of the crew. And I just had a feeling that it was going to be a very cooperative and family-like experience, especially because, you know, a lot of the crew came from Disturbia and Eagle Eye, and so that turned out to be exactly what it is. And it's just fun that way because it's hard to be on a set where it's not kind of, the focus isn't the joint unit, you know, and everybody's out for themselves. It just, it really, in this industry, it works the best when everybody just kind of, you know, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? How do we all kind of work for it and make this as good as it can be?
Do you hang out with these guys after?
Yeah.
After work?
Yeah, I mean, well, after work, we're on nights, so we get off at about 6 in the morning, and then we go crash. But you know, we've done some fun excursions on the weekends, and
Are you going to be here for 4th of July? Or
I'm not, only because I'm going to be with some friends, but you know, we've been here weekends and done Kennywood and Southside, and Jerry's Records is amazing. I've been there twice and bought a bunch of records, and now I have to figure out how to get them all home, and how to get them all home and get more. And get those home. So, yeah, but it's just, you know, it's a pretty easy. I've gotten lost quite a few times. I thought LA was confusing as far as the freeways go. It's a little confusing here, but I think right now I'm kind of at a good place.
You had a meeting with Steven Spielberg?
You know, it wasn't an official meeting. It was just at, you know, Oscar weekend, Golden Globe, all that stuff.
Like a run-into kind of thing?
Yeah, we had, well, one of the executives at DreamWorks works very closely with him, and she's a friend, and she's friends with my manager. And she kind of, you know, was like, she was like, to say hi to you, and he blew me away, and he was one of the nicest people I've ever met. And it just is surreal because you've been watching somebody's films your entire life.
That would have been cool if you
pretty
just
cool.
blew him off. Just, like, you know what?
Just
have him schedule an appointment.
Just, nah, I'm not so interested. Stephen,
cool
who?
Story.
What's his last name? Yeah. Sounds familiar. You look familiar. Are you Steve Jobs? I'm confused.
You mentioned that this kind of experience as an actor allows you to kind of just open up from the ensemble you've been with, get the experience from this. And do you have an idea or a sense of what you've kind of learned through this particular film and working with this group of actors and the DJ that you'll take back to Glee with you as an actress?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, this being an action thriller, something I've never done before. I guess on the show there's many of us, and so sometimes you don't want to get in the way and you don't want to ask questions, more specific questions. Like with Guillermo, I've been asking him a lot about the lighting and, you know, and the setups that he's chosen and why certain things are going where and whatever. And not that our crew back home, you know, they do answer those questions for us, but it is interesting when you have a little bit more allowance to do that here. You kind of take advantage of it. And yeah, I just think sometimes even with the character, as you're kind of sussing it out, you realize, oh, for this type of a person, this thing really works. Or, you know, kind of with the evolution of Quinn over time, I tend to watch an episode once and, you know, critique it maybe minimally, because you can't really regret what you've done in the past. You kind of just have to take it and move forward. But yeah, every time I'm on a new thing, or, you know, on the show episode by episode, there's, if not the smallest thing, it could be, you know, on any range of scale, but learn something new every single day, every single episode, every single movie. It's cool. It's cool. And even sometimes with the other person, like how to kind of get a new type of actor to engage with you in a certain way. That's, you know, something to learn too. Because with the Glee cast, we all know each other so well that it's like, I know if I do this, Corey's going to laugh, and I know if this, then, you know, Naya's going to move over here, and if I tell this to Jenna, she's never going to make it through the scene, and, you know, I make that noise, and Kevin's laughing, and it's just, you know, so you know each other back and front, and yeah, so.
Do you have a desire at all to move on to, like, movie musicals, or do you kind of want to keep that on your TV side and maybe do things different with your movie career?
You know, I'm open. What I fell in love with as a child was, you know, My Fair Lady and Funny Face and American in Paris and Singing in the Rain. God, like, just perfect movies to me, you know. And I was dancing. I started ballet when I was 3, and, you know, fell in love with those movies, fell in love with Leslie Caron and Audrey Hepburn, and just thought, okay, well, maybe if I start doing musicals in high school or middle school, then I can kind of go for that. And it seemed like kind of an easier transition. I think if I hadn't had the dance background, it would have been much harder as a kid to be like, I'm going to be an actress, you know? But you're involved in one area of the arts, and kind of other things interest you, and it feels like an easier move. So I definitely wouldn't be opposed. There's been amazing films that in the past 10 years that, you know, Chicago and all of those. So yeah, I wouldn't be opposed, but right now it's kind of project by project based is where this decision comes down to. Is it new? Is it exciting? What's the creative team? You know, I was chomping at the bits to work with DreamWorks and DJ and Guillermo, and so yeah, it's kind of looking at the whole picture and case by case, I think.
It's kind of weird how Hollywood is remaking everything but musicals.
You know? Yeah.
Like, you don't hear of a remake of, like, a My Fair Lady or anything.
No, but I would kind of, well, actually, they are talking about it.
Are they talking about
it?
Really?
And I know they
actually
need you back now.
Okay.
Oh, you want to go back to Glee? You know when you start again, or?
Yes, right after this, like, end of July, August.
Okay.
I'm just real quick, you're coming out of the whirlwind of Glee Season 1, show's a huge hit. What is it like for you not being anonymous anymore, going around Pittsburgh or whatever? Do you find a lot of people coming up to you knowing about the show?
Yeah, but they're all so sweet, and I think people kind of vibe off of your energy, and I'm a pretty mellow person, and everybody that comes up to me is just really kind, and how can you, you know, think anything but niceties about that? It's really special, and you're not always involved in a project that people like, so I'll take it, and yeah, very lucky, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.